This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers are concerned about how many homes in Colorado are being purchased by corporate investors and whether that's driving up prices. CPR's Megan Verlee reports legislators are pushing a bill to help them understand the issue.
Adams County Democratic Representative Syed Sharbini said he started to worry after watching a friend sell his home to Nextdoor.
The influence of corporate ownership of housing in the state, in the country, has driven up the price, has made it difficult for people to afford homes, and we thought it was appropriate to try and do something about that.
However, Sharbini said the state doesn't have the data to understand the effect companies like Opendoor have on the housing market. So he's moving forward with a bill to create an 11-person task force to study the impact. They'll report their conclusions by October 2025, along with recommendations for potential legislation. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Community college students in Colorado now have the opportunity to transfer to two historically black colleges and universities. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
It's part of a program called Bridge to Bachelor's Degree. Graduates with an associate's degree from Colorado's community colleges can transfer credits to certain four-year schools and gain a bachelor's in 2 years. The Colorado Community College System signed an agreement with Texas Southern University and St. Augustine's University in Raleigh, North Carolina. The two HBCUs are the first two schools in the program outside of Colorado. Students who start at a Colorado community college and then transfer to a four-year college save an average of $10,000 in tuition. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
An RTD train struck and killed a pedestrian Sunday. It happened along the A line, which connects downtown Denver to Denver International Airport. The line was closed for about 3 hours. This is CPR News and KRCC.